which brings us to the Recreational Fishing Advisory Board recommendations.
Thanks for bringing me back. Just have one slide. And this is an item where our Recreational Fishing Advisory Board usually has two different periods where they make recommendations to the commission. So in November, which is the typical end point of the second cycle, you will have recommendations on projects. However, for several reasons, there are recommendations today for funding that involve time and the fact that the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries did have to get this approval early following a public hearing that was held just recently in the Recreational Fishing Advisory Board because they need to get these projects settled. And so the Recreational Fishing Advisory Board is very happy to recommend these projects to you. They're in three locations, as you can see. And after each project, I've put the updated budget. That was a little bit fluid towards the end of the Recreational Fishing Advisory Board meeting when it ended. The new values are the ones that aren't stricken. So in total, this at the bottom, this is $319,310 of a request from the Recreational License Fund. And most of these are looked very favorably because they're all about access. And I think if you sat through some Recreational Fishing Advisory Board meetings, you would hear about artificial reef and access as the two items that are most prized to recreational anglers. So staff is merely bringing these to you early and with the recommendation for the commission to approve the funding as recommended by the RFAB.
I would make a comment that the reef programs, access, and Lewis's programs he manages are the pride of the recreational fishing community. I'd make a motion to approve RFAB's recommendations.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Deal. We had a tie for a second. Who's louder?
Duke it out. Let him.
Mr. Minor? Mr. Zeger.
All right, second.
Second by Mr. Zeger. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously.